Out of the cuts included in the House Ways and Means proposal, the Massachusetts Cultural Council, a public agency that promotes investment in the arts and sciences, is facing a 15% reduction in state funding, and arts advocates are moving quickly. Matt Wilson is head of Mass Creative, an organization that lobbies in support of cultural organizations in arts and sciences education.
Mass Creative and the leaders of the arts and cultural community across the Commonwealth are disappointed in the Ways and Means budget. Really, it's a disinvestment in the arts and cultural community across Massachusetts.
Mass Creative and its allies are making efforts across the state to meet with House lawmakers before the deadline to file budget amendments arrives Friday. Greg Liakis, a spokesperson for the MCC, said that the agency not only helps communities invest in new arts and cultural projects, but also supports nonprofits across the state through behind-the-scenes and maintenance investments.
The general operating support grants are really are critical sources of funding for nonprofit organizations because they can use those to pay the staff or pay the rent bill, some of the more basic things that any nonprofit institution needs to do to function effectively and achieve its mission.
The MCC estimates that for every dollar the state invests in arts and culture, there's a $5 return.
Money invested in this sector comes back to the Commonwealth.
The arts and tourism are vital components of the Berkshire economy. Megan Wilden, Cultural Development Director for the City of Pittsfield, said that the investments that are spurring the transformation of the city's downtown are important not only for quality of life, but also for attracting employers.
It's made the city much more attractive for employers and new employees. If you talk to Sabic or General Dynamics or Interprint, it's much easier for them to hire people now because they're bringing them to a city and a community where there's a lot of fun things going on. And also, if you look at downtown Pittsfield, you'll see that over 50 new restaurants, shops, and cultural hotspots have opened up in the past 6 to 8 years.
Matt Wilson of Mass Creative said that since 2002, the budget for the MCC, which now stands at around $11 million, has been nearly cut in half.
You know, they've been struggling over the past few years with diminished state support and really are looking for that investment so that they can really build these vital and vibrant programs that are uniting our communities.
The MCC also had its funding cut in mid-year budget adjustments. State representatives are now working to show their support for the funding. Representative Paul Mark and Representative Gail Caridi, both Berkshire Democrats, told WAMC that they will sign onto legislation introduced by Representative Corey Atkins of Concord that would boost the MCC's budget by 25%. The House will take up votes on their budget for fiscal year 2014, beginning the week of April 22nd. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.